Coming up next is Merry Feather.
Look at this stuff, isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's it's and what's it's galore. You want thingamabobs? I got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I wanna be where the people are. I wanna see them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down a, what's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun. Wandering free, wish I could be part of that world. What would I give if I could live out of these waters? What would I pay to spend a day warm on the sand? Betcha on land, they understand that they don't reprimand their daughters. Real young women, sick of swimming, ready to sail. People know. Ask them my questions and get some answers. What's a fire and why does it, what's the word, burn? When's it my turn? When I love to explore that shore up above. Out of the sea, wish I could be part of that world.
And that was Merry Feather with Part of Your World, our first Little Mermaid, I believe.
No,
second.
First Ariel.
First Ariel. Which
no,
I hope there's a lot of.
Third. Dylan did Kiss the Girl.
Oh, and Tiana.
Oh, yeah, what the truck did.
Mac. Bad.
Wow.
Fail.
Okay, to critique. Shiny karaoke, I like. I really love the intro to that karaoke. It made me very happy and dizzy. And here's our Disney princess as she, and that's my note as she started singing. I would have liked your vocals raised a little bit more. There was a pop before one of your Part of That World. And there's two notes I have on this one line. Did you say ready to send or ready to stand?
I think it was ready to stand. I don't know. I'd have to go back and re-listen because I didn't note it.
It sounded to me like she said ready to send, and I think the lyrics are ready to stand, right?
I know the lyrics are ready to stand. I don't know what she said though.
Okay, it sounded like she said send, and that same ready seemed like she was either going too low for it or she went too chesty on it. And it felt like she was holding back a bit on a few words in the last verse. Before Out of the Seas. But it was pretty, though. And I love this karaoke. Ambi, next.
My first note was I had high hopes for this because I was like, oh my god, Ultimate Princess voice singing like the Ultimate Princess song. Cross his fingers, hopes are good. I thought you were a little too cutesy for Ariel. You made her seem, I know Ariel is young, but she even seemed younger in here. And that's weird because I felt like
Little Mermaid 3.
Yeah. It was weird because, I mean, when you sang Cinderella last week, you seemed like
perfect.
You seemed perfect. And yet here you seem like you knocked down the princesses. Cause I mean, Ariel and Cinderella are about the same age. And it, to me, Cinderella actually sounds younger than Ariel does in most instances, because even though Ariel is only 16 years old, she does have a bit more of a mature voice, especially when she sings. I'll get to that. The one thing I love about you, and I write this down a lot for you, is I love how you have such subtle hints of personality all kind of throughout your song. And you do subtle so well, and I'm so jealous of that because I cannot do subtle very well at all. So Jefferson is jealous of me, Fred Bob, for his male vibrato. I'm jealous of Mary Feather for her subtleness. Don't know exactly the word for it. And this is the part where I wrote down, there are parts I hear you a bit. There were parts when I heard you a bit more womanly. There was one of your part of your worlds, I believe it was. I didn't write down the exact words that were there. That you got that more, a little older sound to your voice, a bit more chesty with the voice. And I wish there could have been more of that throughout, because I really found myself drawn to that, because I think that the song should have been more like that overall. And I would have liked more of a build on the last verse to the end. It really just, this is one of those cases where the music built, but you didn't. So it just kind of flatlined a little bit. But overall, I thought it was pretty good. Pretty good. Not wow, but pretty good. Jeffers?
Having a small discussion with my roommate who's giving me a funny look again.
Is it a small world after all?
It's a small world.
Did you make a Disney reference?
The Little Mermaid.
It's all from The Little Mermaid?
Yeah.
All the songs.
Oh, no. All the songs are Disney.
That you're judging.
No, not from The Little... I will answer your question as soon as I'm done with this.
Wait, you just talk to them. Talk to him. Me and Zelina will make small talk. How's Zelina? How's your happy Disney?
Okay. Stop. I'm good.
Right?
He's giving me a weird look, but that's okay. It was good. I don't have much to add. Music was loud at times, but other than that, it was good.
Thank you. I didn't get that note.
This is better than the frogs.
Can I judge my roommate now?
Dylan, it's only your first week. You don't want to judge him too harshly ahead of time.
Can I judge my roommate? For a sec.
Are we done then? Do you have anything to add? I don't think so.
What are we singing right now?
Done. Okay. Stop.
Done.
Sekono, my voice twin, you're up.
Gotta keep one jump ahead of the bread line, one swing ahead of the sword. I steal only what I can afford. That's everything. One jump ahead of the lawman, that's all, and that's no joke. These guys don't appreciate I'm broke.
Riff raff, drink that, don't roll, take that.
Just a little snack, guys. I can take a hint on the face of facts. You're my only friend, Abu.
Who is that? Oh, that is in the bottom. He's become a one that rides and cries.
I blame parents, except he hasn't got 'em.
Gotta eat to live, got a suit to eat. Tell you all about it when I got the time. One jump ahead of the slow pokes, one skip ahead of my doom. Next time, gotta use a nom de plume. One jump ahead of the hitman, one hit ahead of the flock. I think I'll take a stroll around the block.
Hop thief!
Fango!
Fango!
Let's not be too hasty. Gotta eat to live, got a suit to eat. Otherwise we get along.
Get him!
swords!
One jump ahead of the hoofbeats, one hop ahead of the hum, one trick ahead of disaster. They're quick, but I'm much faster. Here goes, better throw my hand and wish me happy landing. All I gotta do is jump!
All right, so this was Sukono with One Jump Ahead of the Breadline. Not part of the song title, but still. I don't know about this one. First note was music was too loud for me. Then my next note is, I don't know how I feel. There were no levels with this. It, like, started on one note and just, not, like, note as in, like, vocal note, but, like, emotional performance note, and it just stayed on it throughout. There was really no variation. It was just kind of the same. It felt like the same line over and over and over again, with like same emotion over and over and over again, just with different lyrics. And this one, you can be a little cheeky with it. You miss the abu. I love that line. The abu was not there.
Is that what was missing from the back? Track, because it sounded like there was a space where there was no vocals.
That's what it was, because that was amongst all different things, because it was that, like, stop the vandal, and then it was Abu rat scandal, and the Abu was missing, because that was supposed to be you, but it wasn't there.
Yeah, I didn't know exactly what was missing. I realized it.
Yeah, and then the jump at the end was odd for me. It was like you let it drop out from underneath you before, too soon. Because you kind of go, like, you're supposed to, like, build it because you are, quote-unquote, jumping. And it's almost like a crescendo downwards where they're like, jump!
Decrescendo.
And you kind of, like, jump! Like, it dropped out a little too soon. It wasn't a progression in, like, a slide. It just went from, like, one note to the next note. And that was, no. Oh. Why is no one wowing me tonight? I need
happy. My turn?
Yeah.
Okay, roommate, shh. For like the next minute, shh. Apparently, awesome. there's a woman who was a German Nazi who just found out she was Jewish. But getting back to the
awesome.
Getting back,
I to love the irony
of this. Yeah, I thought it was a great choice for, like, his range and his voice, because he's youthful sounding, kind of like Aladdin. If that makes sense.
Ooh.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I thought the energy was pretty good, but it, like Ambi said, it didn't rise and fall like it should have. It sounded a little nasally for me, but it was much better than that awkward roundness you were doing last week. So for me, it was, I don't know, I liked it more, but I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm done.
Everyone is kind of in the same zone this week.
It makes me sad.
Which is going to make, you know, making cuts and stuff hard this week if everyone is on the same plane.
Right. My first note, and hopefully I'm actually right this time. Our first Aladdin of the night?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good job, Zelina.
Okay, now you can talk.
Okay. What?
No, that was my note. Yeah.
Okay. You started with high energy, I think, and I was liking it so far. Then I realized this is a DVD rip. It's missing back vocals, which is the Abu. And this is just a random movie note. I love the fat girl who with that really squeaky voice.
Yeah. That one.
Yeah, she's gonna eat him. You know that.
Yummy.
Yeah, but it was so entertaining with the DVD rip. It just was. The ending verse, when it got higher, you went a step back in your energy, and that's what I think hurt you, because you were doing so. I think you were doing all right in the beginning, but once you got to this point, you went back on the energy, because I think because it went higher, you went lower in the energy. And then you started really, your jump started okay, and then what I think Ambi was trying to say was the decrescendo. You were supposed to decrescendo that note. and you just held it for a long time, and it's something happening from that strong jump start. It just, I can't exactly say the word, figure out what I'm trying to say here. It didn't stay there. It kind of fell back to. Did that make sense?
Not really, but then again, my dropping out from underneath, it didn't make sense either.
Next in line and ready to shine is Omi Pride 09. Okay, I'm gonna stop rhyming now.
Yeah, yeah. Bless my soul, Herc was on the road. Person of the week in every Greek opinion poll. What a pro, Herc could stop the show. Born a Madamazer and you're talking SRO. He was a no one, a zero, zero. Now he's a hot show, he's a hero. Here was a kid with his act of punk. Zero to hero, and no time flat. Zero to hero, and just like that. When he smiled, the girls would wild with fools and ass. Then they slapped his face on every face, on every box. From appearance fees and royalties, a Herc hat has to burn. Now new glories and famous, he could tell you what's a Grecian ass. Say amen. There he goes again, Sweden undefeated, and an awesome 10 for 10. Folks lined up just to watch him flex, and his perfect package with the perfect pets. Herc, he comes, he sees, he conquers. Only the crowd's worth going bonkers. He shows the Moxie's brains and spunk. From zero to hero, a major hunk. Zero to hero,
and who'd have thunk?
Yeah, yeah, hey. Who was the gladiator?
Hercules.
Who's Derrides, a great theater?
Hercules.
Isn't he bold?
No one braver.
Is he sweet?
Our favorite flavor. Hercules.
Yeah.
Hercules.
I'll sing it again.
Hercules.
Yeah, yeah.
Hercules. Hercules.
Yeah.
Hercules. Bless my soul. Herc was on the road.
Undefeated.
Riding high.
And the nicest guy.
Not conceited.
He was a nothing.
Zero, zero.
Now he's a honcho.
He's a hero.
He hit the high step.
Herc is a hero. Now he's a hero.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, indeed.
So that was Omi Pride with Zero to Hero. I thought you had great energy, better than your usual. Your harmonies were awesome. It was like a chorus of Omis. And it had to be Omi to sing this song of all people. I thought your different voices were great, and it was
totally
good.
I'm totally gonna be wearing tie-dye.
I love it.
Yeah, I saw him there.
I love your roomie. I love your roomie so much.
I don't know. You're spontaneous.
Tie-dye. Because tie-dye is for hippies. We have our hippies, folks.
Face paint.
Do I have face paint? No, I don't.
She's so good. I love it.
Slickers. I love it.
Public service announcement.
Omi, it was awesome. I'm done.
Okay, so this is a public service announcement from Ambi amidst the chaos. Wow. Zelina, go.
Okay. Okay, now I'm ready. Okay, now I can read. I have to say you have an interesting backtrack. Your voice had a little too much reverb, and your vocal should have been upped a bit more. It might the backtrack wasn't the best. We had an army of Omis. Yay. For me, the harmony seemed to lack some of the lower parts sometimes, or it's missing one of the voices. I would like to hear him do A Star Is Born. And when he did the little solo characters, some of them were a little too similar. I do love the gospel sound of his voice or vocals. And then we had this deep Omi. I'm like, okay, I'm happy now. But sometimes it seemed a little too falsetto and overall, I don't know how I stand for this song yet. Ambie?
Yeah, it's another case of I just don't know. I don't know how I feel. Open your mouth a little bit more. I feel like I've given you this note a million times in the past. It feels like you were some of your... When you sing sometimes, it feels like you're not opening your mouth enough because it seems a little mumbly. Is that just me, or did you hear that too, Zell?
Like, for a few notes, I did hear it somewhere. I can't remember where
it was. It feels like when you're singing, you're like... Like, it doesn't feel like... I don't know how to describe it.
You have, like,
it.
A lazy lip. Lazy
yeah,
lip.
Lazy lip. Like a lazy eye, but on your lip. I don't know. Like, lazy lip.
Please
is
don't
your
make
real
me
thing, lazy lip? I have no idea. I don't know. Crap, there I am. I do agree with Zell with, I felt like some of the harmonies, especially towards the beginning, they were missing a note. I thought it was actually like the high note that was missing, and she thought it was the low note, so maybe it was both. I don't know, because I thought the high note. It was really weird that you had so much reverb on all the lines, and all of a sudden that last Yes Indeed had absolutely no reverb whatsoever on it. It just seemed a little...
Inconsistent
and out of place. It almost seemed like you forgot to put the reverb on the last one. Like, it was a last minute. Like, oh, I forgot to do this last line. You just kind of threw it together at last minute. It just wasn't consistent. Because, I mean, yeah. I'm done.
Thank Gamby.
I'm starting to get... Now it's just late for me. Because I've been, like, going to sleep earlier than usual. So this is the latest I've been up, like, in the last 2 weeks. So
we can hurry it up.
Okay, all right, so we're done. Done.
Right, done.